You ain't got love for me, my nigga. You ain't got love for me, my nigga.
We the best music. Remix.
Ever since the check hit the top. No, y'all bitches mad, ran me out the box.
Remy Ma.
Y'all don't love me no more.
See
the best. But yeah, I was on the TV. I was with the PVs. I listened to your CDs. Damn, you really wanna be me. Don't care if your name buzzing. You know who the queen be. Zella Russo, Digital LASIK. Bitches still can't see me. These rap chicks try to stay away from me. Maybe cause I caught that case, they afraid of me. Rem got that phlegm and spit it crazily. And it's a fact I'm everything they portray to be. Never mind how long I've been down. Y'all know how I give it up. Fucking a player in Milwaukee. Y'all know I keep it a buck. Probably should have been a nun. Y'all know I don't give a fuck, my lips ain't big for nothing. On the right now, Mike can get it stuck. Give it to her in the tummy, y'all know that I keep it tough. Claim she flying, got a bill to me, that sound like she a duck. I'ma take these bitches up and get them work like New Deluxe. On my Cali swag, Black Raiders cap in a pair of chucks. Bad bitches rolling with me, in a couple model mutts. Used to have some flab on them, but they put it in their butt. Yeah, call me Scarface, a bitch still cute as fuck. Some call me Dollface, the niggas wanna kiss my butt.
Ever since the nigga hit the top, the niggas wanna see me in the box.
Okay, I've been going for over half a decade. Don't tell me four, y'all done fell for these hoes for K. I mean, facade, they garbage, discard them. These hoes is pussy, I discharge them. They don't even get my dick hardened. I heat a bitch up, Miami, Chris Bosh them. Microwave them, see all my fans waving. The flow water juice dripping, the girl so wavy. They say the girl crazy, well, they can't blame them. They blow dick, I blow torch, just flame them. Hoes so lame and ain't no taming them. I flip quick, no gymnasium. You don't got no balls, just a big cranium. Shoot me down, I won't fall, I am titanium. I'm telling chicks, ain't no touching me. I'm celibate, nobody can't fuck with me. Some say she nice, but reminisce nicer. I can feel attention, please don't hype her. Tell her stay in her lane before I side swipe her. Dropping that bird shit, I hate the windshield wiper. Been violating before I land on Rikers. Ain't shit changed like a baby dirty diaper. I don't love these hoes, never even liked her. Remy Machiavelli, send shots through belly. Come through in a pair of breads and a peanut butter pelly. These fucking fruits are sweeter than grape jelly. Softer than R&B, my, you are me. You pop like Coochie, I really R.A.P. You ain't got love for me, my nigga. You ain't got love for me. Yo, Kelly,
I changed the line.
Shout out to the hype one.
What's up, y'all? Okay, so we're going to try to bring y'all behind me on the screen. So this is a talk to y'all.
Yeah, she working, but in the meantime, in between time, make sure y'all press one this time. I got a couple messages people are trying to get through. That's trying to tune in on Facebook and listen to the stream at the same time. Make sure y'all press one so your number can pop up. That's the only way we're gonna really get it busy with you. So I'm on y'all. I'm on y'all queue. Whenever y'all want to air it out, let's go.
Let's go. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Let the folks know what's going on.
That's tuning in. Let's go. That's cool. I seen right there.
So basically, the topic today, we're going to talk about chemistry and energy.
Chemistry and energy. Can it be, is it the same?
Can it be, you know?
No, it don't matter. It don't matter. I'm sure they can hear my mom because I'm loud. What's up, y'all? So, I should have had a glass of wine so I can get some energy. If you talk about energy. So we talking about energy and chemistry?
And energy and chemistry.
Well, it really was chemistry and energy.
The other way around?
And is do we feel like it's one and the same, or is there a difference?
There's a difference. But I'm going to be fine. Y'all can do it here.
All right, well, to Nina is a difference. To many of y'all, it might not be a difference. To G, it might be a difference or not. To me, it might be a difference or not. We're going to see how this conversation goes. Once again, the world participation is always welcome. Call up 215-383-5799. Let's get it busy. Let's just get right to it, man. You
so
know.
We can see your questions tonight on the screen here. So if y'all got... y'all want to join in on the screen? That's cool, too. You know, David, I'm going to drop some knowledge for you because I know you got bad energy. What else, Sean? We're talking about chemistry and energy.
Chemistry and energy. Is it one and the same or is there a difference?
Is it one and the same? I'm going to
go ahead. And how do you define that? You know, and, you know, I mean, he can go some either direction for that, but how do you define. See if it's one and the same or if it's different, or maybe you only got a certain energy towards certain people or certain, you know, other energies. Yeah.
I believe that everybody needs different.
Okay.
y'all, I hope y'all got close up on the same face and then Mr. Bruno knows okay.
I'm looking at mine, I'm a little rough and tired. But go ahead.
Everybody that's coming in, though, they came down
there
building houses and clubhouses and shit. But, taking care of people. Taking care of people. And then we got Mr. 2.0 up here. I mean, he's dancing in the hallway. The quarter. So, it is what it is. So, the reason why I think it's two different things, because you can have, I mean, it's a different, in my opinion, matters the whole world. So, you can have a great chemistry with somebody, but then you'll be off, because I feel like energy changes. And, you know, your energy could be up one day, down another, or your energy can change. My energy personally changes when certain people walk into the room, so a person can change my energy just like that. I could be like, I'm a bit rude. I mean, I'm concerned with anything like that, but. You know, somebody can walk in the room and it can definitely change your energy. You can still have an okay chemistry with that person, but that's just me. For me, it's different. Mr. King, how do you feel?
How you feel about chemistry?
How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel like,
Let it out, man. Don't think about it.
I'm not thinking about anything.
Stop thinking about a guy, nigga.
I mean, you know, It is different, but it is the same. It could be the same one. It all depends on the situation, and it all depends on the person. So you know, you can have a great chemistry with somebody, and their energy level may not be, you know what I'm saying, what, you know, maybe what you on point with where you're at certain times. You know what I mean? So chemistry and let me just say this. Having a good chemistry with somebody and somebody having a good energy, because energy can change in a matter of seconds. It's kind of hard. What you mean? What comes first? What comes first? The chemistry? It all depends on the person. It all depends on the situation. Right. I mean, I agree. I mean, no, I agree. I mean, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everybody would love to just keep their mind and energy good, but sometimes it does get off track. The difference is when it comes down to chemistry is different from energy to me. But that's just my opinion. And I really put. Because energy is in it.
Don't give me no answer.
What's the difference?
Well,
to you because it don't matter how it feels to anybody else.
Right. Well, energy is something that, you know, for me is just, you know, is the out. The end is coming out. The chemistry. Losing. So the chemistry to me means that, you know what I'm saying, you got a nice connection with a person. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything's good on the same track with a person. This, that, and that. So it's different because you have to build chemistry. You know, energy pulls to is in a different sense to me. You know what I mean? So it's, I know it's different. If I mean, but with certain people, because there's a lot of people I have good chemistry with, and their energy level is on the same path. We have a good chemistry when we talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? We got good energy. You know what I mean? So it's just, it can wash hand in hand. But then, like I said, there are other situations and other people that.
Right.
Well, you in particular, because, like, I mean, we got great chemistry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Our chemistry is wonderful, but every time that you hit that nerve, and so I know that your energy level is ass. So, you know.
Yeah, like you say, go day to day. It depends on how you perceive it, I guess.
Okay, so then,
Mr.
King?
I'm universal, so it all depends. I'm just saying, sometimes...
You wrote that?
No.
Well, okay.
It's just like right there.
Okay.
You gotta do all that.
Okay.
It's just like...
Talk right there. Okay.
But anyway, you know, I've met people through chemistry and then got a good look for their energy. And then I met the majority of people I really good with their energy. And then, you know,
so we got what's the hotline number? I'm calling in. Of course you are. He wanna join in. We already know that. John wanna be, he like, no, fuck that. Okay, might drive up here.
215-383-5799 if you wanna call in. Press 1, we'll tune you right in.
But sometimes it seems like you know all the energy in the left and hold all the chemistry in which y'all can have. Interesting.
I mean, she's on.
Well, soulmate, that's deep right there. You know what I mean? Because if you when you go into the category of soulmate,
well, how do you know? I know we talked about that before.
I got some good. I got great chemistry with people.
Like on time or just.
I got great chemistry with people. People love me.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I had, for the most part, Mr. Scott, I know I met you. We got good chemistry. Our energy wasn't always on the same all the time. But for the most part, we had great energy. But I'm a person, you know, I get along with everybody. So I try to make sure the chemistry is always at 100%. The energy is not going to always be at 100%, depending on, you know, your environment. So, for the most part, most of the people that I've had around me, and I would say the last 6 to 8 months, has brought in good energy. Only because that's all I allow around me, because I'm building right now, and I don't like anything else. I won't allow it in. So that's just me. So I would say, you know, pretty much any and everybody I come in contact with, I have pretty decent chemistry with. If you got a bad energy, I pick up energy first. Because it's just the way that I am. So if you got bad energy, negative energy, anything like that, I definitely don't.
You want me to feel it?
I feel it from across the street. So I don't let that person around me. So definitely affect how I feel and how my energy is as well. So yeah, that's just me. That's my personal perspective. How I feel about it. I feel like energy is always up first. And you know, we pretty much go from there. Once I feel your energy, then I, like you said, I think someone was saying that you can build chemistry from there.
Right.
Chemistry always comes a little later, you know, once you actually had that conversation or actually interacted with one another. So, but mine is just not going to always be the same.
So, Mr. King, what comes first for you, energy or chemistry?
Oh, like I said, it's universal. I'm only here, so I'm going to cry.
But she was Christian earlier. She was Christian earlier.
That's all right. So, like I said, I'm universal. At first, I always go deep. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
The chemistry and energy with yourself first, myself, is always key. Because I would like to have that energy and, you know, pure energy and pure chemistry within myself first. Because I can be in a room with people whose energy and chemistry is all the way down. But I need to make sure that I got it within myself so I can feel good, you know, at all times or whatever. But for the most part, when you're dealing with others, energy most definitely to me. Especially if you walk in the room, you feel energy. If you're married, y'all live together, you might walk in and feel whatever energy your wife or your spouse or your husband or your baby mama or side chick is giving you. And I mean, but that's just a live thing, you know. Like you can tell. So it's
side chick ain't feeling right. You be like,
what's wrong, baby?
But besides that, you know, I think I'm universal, but it all depends. It depends on the mood. It depends on the set and depends on what we're at, what we're doing, what's happening. You know? Some people don't
absolutely
really want to get to know your energy. They just want to get to know your chemistry. You know?
Interesting. Anybody out there like that really don't care about what you do? Their energy, but just their chemistry. That's it. That's all
you're
worried about.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, call us up. Let us know how you feel. You just want to get a good.
You know, it wasn't. You know, you just sometimes you don't want to connect with. You know, what I mean, the people are you don't really want to make a serious connection. That you just, you know, maybe you just like it, you see, you like the conversation, you try to make a phone or whatever. But you don't always feel that energy.
So since you said that, so my question is, can you have a good chemistry with a person and they have bad energy, but you still accept it?
Yeah, because it depends on what you allow around you. Like I said,
right.
I've met people and they'll have that negative energy. And depending on how I feel, you know, am I going to, you know, let them in to try to, you know, change things? Or am I going to push them away? Lately, I've been pushing these people away because right now I can't afford to have myself come in at all. And people, I feel like when people come around you with that negative energy, it can actually make, it can bring your energy down as well. So, you know, why let them in? You know, keep bad energy away from them. Keep it away. That's just me, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah, chemistry, you can have a good chemistry, but that person won't have to necessarily be having bad energy all the time. Because if they can do that, then anybody agrees. Can we get some likes, some love?
Can you pull up the definition of chemistry on the screen?
I sure can. So I can see all that technology.
Yeah, just pull up the definition of chemistry and energy.
We're doing lessons so
we,
people can fully understand what it is and what's going on. Like a super crazy delay.
All right, so we're looking at, we're gonna give them the definition.
Yo, yo.
Identification of the substance of which matter is composed.
the investigation of their properties and the ways in which they are interacted, combined and changed, and the use of these possesses. I said it right?
No, you can't read.
That's my.
The branch of science that deals with the identification of the substances of which matter is composed, the investigation of their properties and the ways in which they interact, combine, and change, and the use of the processes to form the substance.
Bam, there you go.
Read
number two.
The complex emotion or psychological interaction between two people.
Say it again.
Emotional or psychological interaction between two people.
One more time.
But I can read though.
Okay, so one more time. We're just going to do the definition of the second one.
To read the definition of chemistry. The complex emotional or psychological interaction between two people. So let's break it down.
Did y'all get that?
Yeah, that Dr. J. King.
No, don't do that. But only thing I wanted to share is the fact that let's pull up the definition, and then we're gonna look at.
So we know exactly what we're talking about.
Our personal outlook and opinion.
Yeah, it's about the same. Absolute complete sense. It makes sense to me.
Emotional.
Right. Listen. For what? Right. Yeah. Absolutely. It gotta be something. You know what I mean? Gotta have something. Oh, okay. So J. King,
what's up?
Definitely is on the Cat in the Hat right now, and we trying to get him to upgrade, but it's okay. That's a good definition of it though, because at the end of the day, you know.
That's the chemistry, right?
Right. Now
let's look up energy. Let's look up the definition.
Now this is gonna be interesting.
We're going live, y'all. Call up to
I don't know. Now this is the question. Before we look up energy, right? Before we look up energy, it's a lot of.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Thank you.
Y'all gotta be muted.
So he's going to do that the whole time.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. I agree.
To provide light and heat. or to work conceived. All right. Here's the last one. So we can just jump on it.
The last one is the property of matter and radiation that can manifest as capacity to perform work such as causing motion or an action of molecules.
Right, so that can break down things on a more scientific level. But we can agree that what chemistry is.
They have some similarities.
No, I'm not saying they're the same.
Well, it does have similarities, though.
Yeah, you know, so chemistry is the interaction between
two people.
Right. And then the energy
says
the strength and
verticality required for something physical and. You want to talk about some things.
Don't hate rappers. He's like, I hate rappers. You know, he's going to be on the scene and everything. Don't get on your new show and like start coming at me. I'm sorry, y'all.
But listen, at the end of the day, it has similarities, but it's definitely totally different.
So a person's physical and mental powers typically as applied to particular telephone to be used. So the energy is deriving from a certain place within you. That's the energy that you feel.
Well, that's the physical part.
Non-verbal.
That's the physical part. That's where the similarities come in, because with chemistry, the physical connection, and the same thing as energy. You know what I mean? Even when you look at an energy on energy as far as what the hell we need to keep stuff
right.
Popping, it got to be plugged in to some power.
Right.
Chemistry.
So like,
connection.
It's like the formless meets each other and reach each other.
Right.
And then it's like after that, when y'all start to converse or build a certain thing, the chemistry between the two of y'all start to ignite more and more of that you may be met with.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think there'll be a right or wrong. I think there'll be a right or wrong. Okay.
Yo, man.
We're just going to go with what I'm right. So anybody got any questions, or you can definitely, I'm going to bring the screen back up so you can see y'all questions. For some reason, it's not going to be when you call in. I don't want to read you nothing right now, so,
I'm finished.
I'm finished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I neglected everybody.
You got it.
Dexter.
What?
Telling me today, and me and the chick got to present tomorrow.
Yeah.
Looking at.
I'm on the radio right now. I'm trying to get interviewed, but they couldn't bring me through on the phone, so now they're trying to bring me through on the Facebook. And they requested me, but I'm trying to see where.
Oh.
And my wife, she just requested me right here, invited me in. So yeah, I got to present tomorrow. Yeah. We just sprung that on y'all today?
Yep.
Black ones on that little light bulb.